to your Double Denim Friday afternoon. You're listening to the Doctor, who is currently in triple denim, jeans, shirt and vest. What are you doing for Double Denim Day? Give us a call at 1-300-055-36. Let me know how many pieces of denim you are wearing. Now, there's apparently something going on this evening involving two people in a different country hooking up for life. We don't care too much about that. Chris Taylor from The Chaser does. He's got something to say about that. He's going to be in very, very soon. And I think maybe not specifically because the BBC have stopped The Chaser from doing their royal wedding special. Don't insist that you have to nominate them for
the Friday F*** Wit.
But the text line is 0439757555 if you would like to nominate anyone for
the Friday F*** Wit.
Then you are more than welcome to. On Triple J. Yes, that's right. Ballpark music up the top there. Rich People Are Stupid. You can get that for free from the Triple J website. And The View right there with Same Jeans. Of course, because it is Double Denim Day, and The View on the Triple J Facebook pages are pretty amazing. Now, if you're wondering what the heck is going on, so am I. So is everyone. It was just something that Hannah, my palindromic producer, and Zan Rowe were talking about the other day. They realised they both had quite the collection of denim in their wardrobes and thought, why don't they just put it all on? And let me tell you, everyone has it, Triple J. Check out the Triple J Facebook page, the official Triple J Double Denim Day. Zan Rowe was wearing quintuple denim. Five. That's right, five, including a hat. There are hats around the place. Lockie's wearing a hat. Tom Tilly's wearing a skirt as well as jeans and a denim shirt. Nina Las Vegas is in, I think she's in triple. Go and check them all out on the Triple J Facebook page. And if you are in double denim, then please post us your photos on the Triple J Facebook wall. That would be lovely. Al, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm going pretty good, thanks.
Now, you work at a warehouse in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there are there overalls in the warehouse?
There are, but I'm not wearing denim overalls today, unfortunately.
That is a shame, Al, but I do believe you celebrate Double Denim Day every night.
Pretty much, yeah. I have a denim doona cover and pillows.
I didn't know that was possible. How the hell did you get those?
My mum bought them for me one time, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if they're going to be comfortable, but they were pretty good. And the more I've been sleeping on them, the more comfy they got. So I just haven't stopped.
You're addicted. Addicted to this universal feeling called denim doonas. Is it a better night's sleep?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it like jeans, they use like a button to close up the side, so if you sleep on that, it's a bit uncomfortable. But if you stay to the middle, it's all right.
Oh, thanks for a lesson. Thanks for the lesson in denim doona etiquette, Al. Well, thank you for celebrating Double Denim Day in your own way, and enjoy the rest of the day at work. It is Saturday tomorrow, so that's good news. Send us a text, 0439757555, or give us a call if you are in double denim today, if you are helping us celebrate just 'cause. That's right, recorded at the amazing Tumby Bay One Night Stand a couple of weeks ago. That is Magic Fountain by Art vs. Science. And next Monday, you'll hear the whole gosh darn show. And that was the sound of Chris Taylor turning his phone to silent. Or was it Andrew Hansen turning his phone?
No, it was Taylor.
It was the sound of the Queen turning my phone off.
It was the Queen turning the Chaser to silent. Yeah. How have you guys been in the aftermath of this crazy rollercoaster ride of about to present the Chaser's wedding commentary, the Chaser's wedding show tonight, and then not being allowed to, the BBC kind of stifling you?
Mm. Well, sort of flat out. I think we've done more hours on air than we ever would have just trying to explain the wretched thing. Every time I tune into the ABC, it's either Morrow on The Drum or Rucastle on Q&A. I can't get away from these guys.
Yeah, I'm so sick of it. I'm sick to death of the Chaser.
Why, in fact, Andrew, let's leave. Why are we doing this more media?
I know.
We can talk about something else. I saw Chaz on Late Line as well. But
You know Late Line's gone downhill when Chaz Lichardello is one of the guests. What's going on? That used to be a quality program.
This is the thing. This is the thing, Chris. I do think it's affected you guys profoundly because I was getting a coffee just next door and Chaz was just walking around the block at the ABC with his backpack on in his shorts.
Oh, it's pitiable, isn't it? It's had an awful effect on him, the poor dear.
But look, this is... the wedding's... I think the first guests actually arrive in about 15 minutes, so why don't this is as good as it's going to get. You've got two of us in the studio. We can do a sort of a radio preview.
Are we allowed to turn on the telly, or will you be beheaded?
No. Queen's Guards will come in and arrest all of us.
You're not going to get those beef-eater hats through that door.
Denim beef-eater hats.
That's right. Well, we should. Okay, well, maybe we'll do something. I'm not sure. Do you know the way that it has gripped the nation in such embarrassing ways, not to mention the stupid headlines, and people are getting teeth tattoos of the two people's faces, Kate and Eric.
The tattoo artist uses their teeth on the person, or how does that work?
Yes, it's a saber-toothed tiger with ink in the end of it. No, the actual two front teeth of a gentleman in England now bear the visages of William and Kate.
Okay.
That's how you know you're a monarchist.
Yeah,
and of course the monarchists would have the overbite to really make that prominent, wouldn't they? You'd actually see it.
I think Prince Charles has had them tattooed on his ears.
Right, yeah. all of my horses have been tattooed. And I've given extra barrel surnames to all of my servants this week in honour of the nuptials that are taking place this evening.
And closer to home, in a tragic twist, all the bottle shops around the ABC, apparently, because Zan checked, have run out of Pims.
Is that right?
No. Is that the drink of choice?
Apparently
so. What about absinthe? Wouldn't they be into that as well? Mad Royals?
The Queen Mum was mad for gin. There's a sort of a misconception that they like Pims. The English obviously like Pims, playing tennis and stuff. But they were mad gin drinkers. Gin kept the Queen Mum alive for the last 20 years of her life. I don't think... either she was embalmed in gin or just the alcoholic properties of the Plymouth gin gave her an extra 20 years. And bloody hell.
It's hard to remember the details about that, is it? But I think there was some sort of embalming solution made.
You heard it here first. The health properties of gin on your ABC.
I can't believe they cut the feed to you guys. On Triple J, the Drums, Me and the Moon, they are in the country on their way to the Bendigo One Night Stand. Bendigo Groovin' the Moo have one night stands on the brains. I just played you some Art versus Science from there. But thank you very much for everyone sending in their texts. Lamond and Carly are heading to Groovin' the Moo. Jane from Melbourne is heading to Bendigo. Had to turn around halfway because we forgot the keys.
The Friday Wit.
Andrew Hansen and Chris Taylor from The Chase.
Keys to the car? What? How did they get halfway before realising the ignition wasn't on?
Extraordinary, isn't it?
They're just pushing the car up to that point.
No, it was a very long downhill stretch, I reckon.
Something's not quite right with this.
Do you hear silence?
So we don't want to go on too much about the royal wedding. What I do want to draw people's attention to, we were talking about the tattoos of William and Kate Middleton on this person's teeth, a plumber.
A plumber.
A royal tattoo. The most important, interesting thing about this story is the name of the journalist, which is Jace Shoemaker Galloway. Now, that is...
Well, you're not allowed to cover the royal wedding unless you've got at least one hyphen in your name.
Was that the reason that you guys lost the feed?
Not enough hyphens.
I mean, I tried to change my name to Christopher Thornton Taylor. Thornton is my middle name.
That is your middle name. You need the hyphen.
I didn't even know there was a wedding on. I was just wanting to make my name.
And a lot of people don't know that Chaz Lichia hyphen Dello. Yes.
One of the favourite wedding guests, actually, we were looking at was that the actress Isabella Calthorpe, but her actual full name is... Isabella Amaryllis and Strutha Goth Calthorpe. Oh, no, I missed one.
You missed one.
She's got one more.
There's one more.
Isabella Amaryllis Charlotte and Strutha Goth Calthorpe.
See, you've done your research. That would have gone very well tonight. But sadly, it's not to be.
Can I just say, Doctor?
Yes.
We are obviously at a loose end tonight. If anyone is getting married, like separate, not Will and Kate, obviously, but anyone's getting a separate marriage and you'd like the Chaser team just to rock up and sort of talk in the back of the church during your service, we are available. We've got nothing on. Or if you want us to come round to your homes and just do what we were going to do in your living room, we're very open to that. Give us a call this afternoon. I've got nowhere to watch the wedding.
No, you've got to give us the rights to your wedding feed. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
You know, Zan Rowe is actually having a wedding party tonight.
Is she now?
She's sourcing pims. She's cucumber sandwiches, the whole thing.
Tattooed.
I don't think cucumber sandwiches is right. It's more grouse and swan.
It's grouse, isn't it?
It's got to be endangered birds. You've got to shoot it yourself. Bring it down. Unless you've got a partridge or a pheasant at your party, then you're just not in the royal spirit.
And a younger brother in some dodgy SS gear, then it's just not going to happen. Well, send us a text if you do. We do have, of course, Warren and Kirby, the official Triple J royal couple who are getting married, but they're getting married tomorrow, I believe.
Right.
So that's not really available. But if anyone's got some, maybe if you're just going on a date tonight.
Yep. We're happy to commentate anything.
We've got some good material.
We have. You might be surprised we keep sort of making obscure references to Princess fan, but that's just pre-existing material. We'll also talk about your date as well, if that's helpful.
Give us a call, 1300 055 36, and maybe we can get a little thing going between Andrew Hansen, Chris Taylor and your date tonight. And that was Magic Dirt's amazing Dirty Jeans, because it is Double Denim Day today here at Triple J. Just because Hannah, my palindromic producer, and Zanro decided it would be good, and everyone is getting into the action. Check out the Triple J Facebook page and upload your photos if you are wearing more than one piece of denim, as is Amanda. Now, just describe exactly what you're wearing, Amanda Shalala.
I'm actually doing a touch of the triple denim, Lindsay. I thought I'd class it up a bit, take it to the next level. So I have a denim dress, which I'm wearing on air today.
On News 24. On News 24. Sports. That is amazing. Every time you have been on air today giving the sports roundup for the weekend, you've been wearing denim.
Exactly. Just brilliant. Bringing a bit of the love to the people.
But especially for us, you have donned another two pieces.
A bit of a chambray shirt, a long sleeve chambray shirt, and then a denim vest, cut-off vest as well.
Okay. I can't believe I forgot. I'll take a photo and we shall tweet it very, very soon.
Okay, but I think it's in my blood, though, because my father, who's a lovely Lebanese gentleman, has like a double denim suit, like a tailored suit, hardcore. So
wow,
we, the Woggy people, love a bit of double denim. That's all I'm going
to
say.
There is everything to be celebrated about that. All right. Well, now you know what's going on with Double Denim Day. It is time to find out what is going on with sports. With the double denim wearing Amanda. So, let's get to the AFL first up.
Yeah, so there was a game last night, West Coast versus Melbourne. West Coast had a pretty miserable season last year, finished as wooden spooners. But the Melbourne Demons are probably going to have that handed over to them this year.
Wow.
It was pretty disappointing. They lost by 50 points at Subiaco Oval. So the Eagles are pretty happy about that. But Dean Bailey, everyone is calling for his head now. I think the Facebook hate groups have already started, when things are going bad, when the Facebook groups pop up.
I just feel bad because I know the flight, when you're flying, back to Melbourne from Perth, that flight is very long. And if you've had a bad loss, for example, it just wouldn't feel very nice.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be a long season for the Demons, I think. So they'll be right up there, probably with Port battling for the wooden spoon.
Poor Port. I love Port Adelaide. I do think, though, they should change their name to the Melbourne Denims, and that would help them, I think, spiritually at least.
The Melbourne Double Denims.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, yes. I think they could carry it off nicely, definitely.
And what else is happening?
Well, tonight is going to be a huge clash. It's at the Sydney Cricket Ground for all Sydney AFL fans between the Swannies and Carlton. This was the elimination final last year, which the Swans won. And Carlton, can you believe it? They haven't won in Sydney in 18 years.
Whoa.
So it's quite a hoodoo hanging over the Blues.
Yes, a hoodoo indeed. Yeah. Well, that's good. And tomorrow there's the Western Bulldogs versus Richmond. Is that what's happening tomorrow, I think?
Oh, gosh. I think it's Collingwood,
actually. Dear. I don't want to get that wrong. But anyway, that's another one. The Bulldogs haven't been doing that well. So
there's a lot of good clashes on this weekend, but the main news in the AFL this past week has been the TV rights broadcast deal. So they've signed a new 5-year deal. It's worth $1.253 billion over the next 5 years for the TV rights.
And that means that there is going to be some games that we'll all actually be able to watch for free?
Well, no. Every game will be live.
Yep.
On pay TV.
Whoa.
I know. What the what?
What about povos like me that can't afford Foxtel?
So Channel 7 has the free-to-air rights, but they don't have to. They have 4 games each week, but they don't have to show all of them live.
Wow.
But if you're a true sports fan, you got to dosh out the dough and get pay TV.
Or you just go to the local pub. And Amanda, can I begin again with a nomination for
the Friday Wit.
This is quite interesting. An angry and pissed off Josh from Brizzy nominates Channel 9 for showing the royal wedding instead of the Broncos versus Bulldogs match. Absolutely ropeable.
Un-Australian. Come on.
I know, for goodness sake. I think the Chaser boy should actually just go and commentate on the Broncos v Bulldogs and then everyone will be fine.
That all will be right with the world again. Well, I do find that a little bit crazy because, come on, not everyone is interested.
I can think of one person in this room who is not interested in
make that too.
But yes, I guess that's one of the things that gets shoved aside.
Forget about royal weddings. Friday night football is sacred in this country.
It is. We had Tina Turner singing about it, for goodness sake.
And now we've got Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. That's right. What is Bon Jovi? Poor John Bon Jovi.
He would not be impressed. He's going to go to Buckingham Palace and burn it down.
That's the lyrics of the song. We're not suggesting anything treasonous.
No. Oh, God. Heresy.
That is one of the NRL games that's happening tonight.
It is. The Broncos up against the Bulldogs. This is going to be a really good contest. The Broncos are leading the competition. The Bulldogs, they have some amazing gun players. Ben Barber has been on fire this year. Jamal Idris as well. And Darren Lockyer will be playing for the Broncos. He was in a bit of doubt with some back spasms, but they're okay. He's got them under control.
That's right. I heard he had the spasms under control. That is good to know.
So it's all good. And there will be another game tonight in Sydney, which will be the South Sydney Rabbitohs up against the Cronulla Sharks. And both those teams have had a pretty piss-poor start to the season. So we'll be hoping to turn things around at the Olympic Stadium.
Good, good stuff. Now, what else is happening?
Well, there's been a bit of controversy in the sports world, as there always is. Yesterday morning, there was the Champions League first leg semi-final soccer we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the great all-time grudge matches in world sport. Barcelona versus Real Madrid, the El Clásico, they call it. And, of course, when you have a match like that where two teams hate each other so much, it always gets a little bit spiteful. So there are a couple of send-offs in this game. And the Real Madrid manager, Jose Mourinho, he got a bit antsy throughout the game. He calls himself the special one, and there's a reason why he has that self-appointed nickname. So after his team's loss, Barcelona won the match, he had a bit of a post-match outburst, and here's a bit of a translated a bit of what he had to say afterwards.
Sometimes it disgusts me that we have to make our living in this world. But we'll go there with pride. And if by any chance we score a goal before Barcelona, that could leave the second leg a little open and they will kill us again.
Poor Jose. Oh, no. How can he live in such a world?
I don't know how he can. He's especially being such a special one.
Exactly.
That's good. So he's the special one, and Missy Higgins is the special two. Do we know who's the special three and four and five are?
Who knows? It's open. But he always comes out with some crackers. So now he's under investigation by the European governing body, UEFA, and he could be banned for quite a few matches from being on the sideline.
Just for living in this world.
I know. It's such a horrendous world. It's not his fault.
Dear idea.
But it was great. When one of his players was sent off, he had this great, like, sarcastic thumbs up to the referee and applauding him. It was douchebaggery of the highest level.
The Friday F-wit.
Now, what else have you got for us, Amanda Shalala?
Well, on that note of the Friday F-wit, the stall gift was run on Easter Tuesday, which is Australia's richest foot race, run over 120 metres on grass, and it's a very prestigious, honourable race. And this year's winner was a Queenslander by the name of Mitchell Williams, and this is how he said he'd celebrate afterwards.
And tonight, what do you think's on offer?
Oh, no, yeah, pissed.
Some ice.
Yeah, my hands, yeah, just get pissed.
I mean, I'm sure the dude suggesting ice meant, you know, for his sore legs.
Because he tore his hamstring as he crossed the line, so no, that's fine. Don't worry about having surgery.
Just got to get pissed.
Few cans.
That's the Australian way, Mitch. Good on you, mate. Awesome. Amanda, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lindsay.
And have a great double denim day.
Oh, I will, rocking it out.
How many more times will you be on News 24 in denim?
Oh, all night, baby, all night.
I'm trying very hard to get this photo of Amanda Shalala, sports reporter extraordinaire, in triple denim up onto the Twitter page, but something's going wrong. Yeah, but if you go to the Triple J Facebook page, you will find so much amazing double denim from all over the office and all over Australia. It's double denim day just cause it is, and people are giving us lovely little comments on Facebook. That's awesome. I'm sitting in a tram wearing denim shirt and pants and read this status. Thanks for the confidence boost. No worries, Thomas. Chewy, I wore my double denim into the tattoo shop. I think it was extra awkward when we were laughing about it and a customer walked in with all denim, even shoes. My idol right there. Absolutely. Beck, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, tell us about what happened in Cootamundra today.
Well, I was just cleaning my windows and half the house was sort of glass, so it was quite a task. Mm-hmm. And I heard your little double denim day thing, and so I ran into my mum and dad's wardrobe. I'm 27, so I probably shouldn't be doing that. And collected all sorts of different coloured denim and chucked them on and continued the job. Made it a lot more fun.
And possibly a little warmer.
Yeah, it was a lot warmer, actually. I mean, my back was to the sun. I'm sweating ridiculously in the first place. Five layers of leather denim didn't help.
So you're wearing 5 quintuple denim.
Yeah.
You are rivaling Zanro in the denim stats. You know what you could have done, Beck, and maybe it's not too late, is find maybe just a rag, a scrap of denim, and use that to wash the windows.
You know, I did think of that, but I grabbed the first scrap I could find and wrapped it around my head. So I had denim to stick with cloth.
This is amazing. Beck, did you chuck a photo up on Facebook?
I haven't yet, but I could probably do that.
I think you absolutely have to, Beck. Thanks so much for getting behind the most important thing happening this weekend, Double Denim Day on Triple J. I think we have a brand new Triple J magazine featuring Chris Lilley on the front cover and a whole bunch of stuff about his brand new TV series Angry Boys, as well as stuff about Fleet Foxes in the Middle East, who I'm about to play, and James Blake and stuff for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that sounds awesome.
Awesome on Triple J. On Triple J, from an album I Want That You Are Always Happy that we are featuring on Triple J, that is The Middle East, and a beautiful song called As I Go to See Janie. Yeah. And As I Go to See Sammy. Hello, Sam Simmons.
Where are they from originally?
From Townsville.
Okay, I met some really cool kids from Townsville during the comedy festival. I can't remember what they were called, but they were nominated for a big comedy award, and they were really nice kids.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's good awesome. On them. Nice work. Yeah, well, these guys were very similar. They were from Townsville, they came to Melbourne, and now they're a feature album.
Yeah, they're hipstered. They've changed. They've changed.
I don't know if the Middle East will ever change. Mm. Yes. Now, how are you doing, Sam?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Comedy festival's over. A
bit what?
Relaxing now?
Yeah, a little bit. It's been really good. I had a great week. I went out to Adelaide Zoo and hung out with tapirs, or tapirs, as you call them.
Didn't you administer drugs to a tapir?
No, not at all.
I saw you with something over a tapir's face.
No, that was a scrubbing brush.
Oh, right.
I was brushing a tapir.
Okay.
I had such a good time there, and to everybody at the zoo there, you were so, so good to me. It was lovely, and they let me near the animals, which was an actual bonus as well. But I don't think many of them knew that I actually had a history working in zoos, so they were getting me to do exotic things like, hey, do you want to go and hide carrots in the enclosure? I'm like, yeah.
I used to get paid. Why not?
I'll pretend I'm excited. Why not? So I was out there doing things that like a 4-year-old could do, but it was such a great time.
And the important thing is that it was World Tapir Day and you have to save these people.
Well, yeah, it was about, it's more to do with palm oil, which is, without getting on my political high horse or high tapir, it's about basically the burning of forest plantations all throughout Southeast Asia to make way for palm oil plantations, which is like basically a miracle kind of food or, you know, a product.
It's in
everything.
It
can be made into like shampoo, soaps and confectionery.
If it ever says vegetable oil, it's probably palm oil.
Yeah, and what it is at the same time, it's just destroying all this habitat, carbon in the atmosphere, all these, your favourite monkeys and orangutans and stuff like that, and tapirs all being killed off. It's horrible stuff.
And Sam may never get to scrub a tapir again if this continues.
Gee, if you get the chance, they're such amazing creatures. If you don't know what they are, just Google it. But they are, they do. They look like a cross between like an elephant and a donkey and something went wrong. After some horrible debauched drunken session at the zoo. And then this thing just waddled out of a vulva. And you go, wow. What's that noise?
It's the start of the song which I accidentally pressed.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to play Shitty Trivia with Sam Simmons.
I know what you're doing.
On Triple J, Architecture in Helsinki from their new album, Moment Bends.
Heard that.
That's Escapee. Hey, if you want to play Shitty Trivia with Sam Simmons, it is all double denim based. Give us a call, 1-300-055-536, and you will indeed. Now, am I pressing the theme song, Sam?
Yeah, you go for it, man. I'm leaving you high and dry today, so go for
Shitty
it.
Shitty Trivia.
It's double denim based.
It's not even very good.
I've even got a theme song for it today.
You got a theme song?
Well, not really. This is just poorly, poorly done. But let's bang it on. Let's go. Double denim. Double denim. All right, enough.
Are you ready to play, Aaron? How you doing, man?
I certainly am. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
And what are you up to today, Aaron?
Just finished work.
And in Ipswich?
Correct.
You got a long weekend coming up.
Yes.
Hey, why? Why do you get along? We've just had a bloody long week.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on? What's the Ipswich long weekend?
I think it's the Labor Day.
Okay. No one really knows anymore. No one cares, do they? Well, seriously, Christian holidays and fallen soldiers. Don't get upset if you're out there as well. But hey, Aaron, you ready for your first double denim-based question, sir?
Certainly am.
Okay, question number one. Denim pants or jeans look particularly awse if they hug your junk heaps good. Would you like to hug Lindsay McDougall's junk?
No, thank you.
Correct. Question number three. True or false, denim is made from baby fur seals or as they're known amongst the Eskimos of Lapland, baby denims?
False.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Hold on. I want you to listen to this little spank of a song.
Here she comes, $1 million queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So stand back, everybody, because she's gonna make the scene. She wears a mean pair of jeans.
Tell me what you mean.
A mean pair of jeans.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And they're oh so tight.
Oh, so tight.
Okay, Aaron, that was by Marty Roan. I think that's from 1977. That's called Mean Pair of Jeans. Said mean pair of jeans in the song are oh so what? Are they A, tight, B, all right, C, moose knuckle, D, camel toe?
Tight.
Tights. Let's see. Let's check.
So tight.
Oh.
So tight.
All right. Okay. Speaking of moose knuckle and camel toe, Aaron, here's a problem question. Anton has bought some really trendy later style jeans from a funky clothing shop called Manskanks. The jeans look pretty cool as they hug his snaky hips like a night serpent riding deep inside the night, bitch. Unfortunately, one of his nuts is sticking out above the waistband, similar to a shaved meerkat squinting at the sun. So what would Jesus do?
He'd wear a robe instead.
No! No, Jesus wouldn't shop at a shop called Manskanks, brother.
On Triple J, that is a Living End with Save the Day. We're going to be hearing some new Living End in the next, I'd say, in the next month.
Hey! Ow.
And a bit. And also, we've got some interesting Living End news coming up next week, so I would suggest listening in if you're a fan of the Living End.
Come on, how interesting.
It is, actually.
Seriously, this stuff, it's just like, oh, they're going to do like a...
No.
They're going to make a DVD, and you're like, well, that's not really that interesting.
No, that's not what they're doing. They've already made it.
Is it really interesting, or are you just making things sound better than what they really are again?
I'm interested in it.
Well, they're bringing out a new T-shirt or something like that, or a new... They've invented a new musical note, then I'd be interested. That's interesting news.
Right. It will be not as interesting as that, but still interesting, I think.
Oh, really?
Daniel, how you doing, man?
Yeah, not too bad.
You're on the way to the Bendigo Groove in the Moo.
Sure am.
You're getting there pretty early, dude.
Fair road trip to get there.
Probably just just left it there. My mum's in Bendigo. If you stop and if you see Elvie in the street, give her a hello.
And a kiss.
Any what?
And a kiss.
Don't push it. who is this?
This is Daniel from Walla Walla on his way to Bendigo.
All right, Daniel, are you ready for your first double denim based question, sir?
Ready.
All right, let's go. Question number 5. Which is not a real wash style of denim? Is it A, acid wash, B, stone wash, C, stone wash, sorry, posh wash, D, marble wash, toilet wash, or dog wash?
Toilet wash?
Yeah, I don't know. That was just crap. All right, let's move along. Question number 6. You may have heard of distressed denim, but did you know how distressed they become?
This one.
What are you doing? No, Lindsay.
This one.
Let's go. No, let's go again.
All right.
Question number 6. You may have heard of distressed denim, but did you know how distressed they become? Every day, millions of baby jeans are tortured in sweatshops by young children as young as 1 month. The suicide rates amongst young teenage jeans, or jeanagers, are so high now that genocide is a legitimate fear amongst most adolescent jeans denim parents. My parents are divorced, like my mum, who barracks for the Essendon Football Club, and my dad, who likes biscuits heaps. Daddy wants a biscuit. Biscuit daddy. I like wearing jeans. What are we talking about again?
Distressed denim?
Yes, correct. It's a good one today, isn't it? It's a good shitty trivia today.
That was really good.
Poor old Lindsay, who's sitting over there with a hangover.
Stop it.
Well, no, you're not with a hangover. It's sleep deprivation, yeah. I think we call it in the biz.
Yeah,
exactly. So hangover.
Musical differences.
Question number 8. Which is not a real jeans cut or style? Boot cut, stovepipe, skinny, fatty, skank cut, toilet area expose cut, genital bang, or gyna freedom?
Gyna freedom?
Genital bang, sir. Genital bang. Are we doing one more bracket, or what are we doing here?
You want to do another bracket?
I don't know.
Let's go. What do you want to do? Let's go to a tune.
Okay.
Here's Last Dinosaurs on Triple J. Sam Simmons is in with shitty trivia. On Triple J, that is Last Dinosaurs, time and place. It is a special double denim edition of shitty trivia with Sam Simmons.
Do you believe in dinosaurs?
Yeah, Yes, I do. I do, yeah. Mm. Is that all right?
Well, some people find think it's a myth.
Or that they did actually coexist with humans, yeah, as yeah. suggested in the Bible.
Or the Flintstones.
Yeah.
I think more like it. Is where it came from.
Are we going to go to another call of a shitty trivia?
I don't think so. I'm going to go to you.
Me.
I'm going to ask you a question. You have to put your own thinking music in. This is the first one. Question number 10. Actually, it's not mainly going to do the question. The tiny little pocket on the side of your jeans. I've been thinking about jeans all day.
Yeah.
I just want to know what it's for. I want to know if anybody would actually know what the tiny little pocket. You know that little, the useless pocket, the little mini one?
The one.
I guess like a key or something like that, or yeah. like maybe a carry around like little Lego dude.
I believe.
That's the best you could do.
I believe it's called a fob pocket.
It's for a fob watch.
And it was originally for a fob watch.
But hang on. Jeans were not made for gents. Jeans were made for like cowboys. Yeah. And I can't imagine like, unless you had like cowboys like had a little finger puppet or something that they kept in there for amusement in the Wild West. But I don't think they had fob watches because they were gents.
You were blowing my mind, Sam Simmons, right
now.
No,
I'm not. Now, I want you to, hey, play this little bit of song. This is Neil Diamond, in fact.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance and it don't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
There you go. Now, to be forever in blue jeans, think about it, Lindsay, they get pretty stinky. Because, you know, like, so yes. there's some rules about, like, you don't wash your jeans.
Hang them up outside, or there's some jeans you can put in the freezer.
Yeah, there's a wacky Japanese brand, like really expensive, that you put in the freezer, which is really? On a hot day, that would be kind of nice. I want to know what's the longest you have, dear people, without washing your jeans. I want you to text us in right now on 0439757555.
0439757555. What is the longest you have gone without washing your jeans?
Yeah, you skanks. And some people know undies in jeans or going commando, all that type of stuff. Revolting. Absolutely revolting.
I'm trying to think how long I've actually gone without washing jeans. The jeans
You're a dirty vegan. You are a dirty hippie.
The jeans
punk.
I wore up to yesterday, I changed into blue jeans for double denim day.
You're putting on in 1994 or something like that, because you are. You are that thrifty kind of guy as well.
Why wash them when you can just wear them and just air them that way?
Yeah, okay, yuck. I want to know if anybody's, like, seriously, and don't make it up.
Yeah.
I really want to know, like, how long it's been.
0439757555. Thanks for the text messages. 1 week, and I had them on for 24 hours a day for a week.
Yuck.
Probably about 2 weeks after a road trip to the snow.
Okay.
6 months, and I go commando, says Kyle.
Yeah, okay.
Check out this one. 3 years and counting.
No way.
You reckon they're lying?
I'm going to ring them up. This is personally just for me.
Okay, you can get them.
I've got your number.
You do.
Whoever you are.
You do have their number. And thank you very much to Connie in Newcastle. The pocket in jeans is for coins, for a cheeky $2. My dad puts them in there. He used to buy a sneaky pie after watching me play soccer in the under-10s.
Well, that's just really creepy if it's not your dad.
You do.
That was really what?
But thank you for that text message, Connie in Newcastle. I remember, yeah, because the Scouts, you had the fob pocket in your Scout pants. And that was to be prepared. You put 40 cents in for a phone call, or 30 cents in the old money.
Yeah, definitely if you're in the Scouts. There's always danger. All right, I'm out of here. I'll speak to you next week, all right? I've got to go now.
Sam Simmons, thank you very much for coming in for Double Denim Day. And check out Sam Simmons on Facebook, looking very good in his triple denim. Is that a denim cap?
It is.
Denim cap, beautiful stuff. Zach from Horsham, how are you going?
Yeah, good, man.
Now, what's going on? Who would you like to nominate?
I'd like to nominate our friend Brad. I won't disclose his last name.
Okay.
Pretty embarrassing. What's happened? It's a pretty twisty story.
Right.
He's sort of a desperado with the ladies. Like, he likes to put in a lot of groundwork but never really gets anywhere.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, I know. We don't really feel sorry for him, though. He's made a fake Facebook profile, a chick. He's got sort of all these photos, and you can sort of tell that they're a different girl, but they sort of look a little bit similar. And
why has he created a fake? This is sounding a bit stalkery. A fake Facebook profile about a girl. Why has he done this?
Yeah, well, I guess his reasoning is that when the other girls they see that, ooh, look out, he's getting some attention from this hot young piece. And
he's Facebooking from the fake girl at himself. Is she, like, liking photos of him and stuff?
Yeah, commenting, little sleazy, cheeky comments and things.
Oh, my goodness. Brad.
He's a winner.
How do you know? And how are you sure? Are you sure it's a fake profile?
Yeah, well, what's happened is sort of like, you can, like I said, you can sort of tell that the photos are a little bit different of a girl, but they're similar. He's got it set to like private, so you can't see how many friends she's got. Or
why don't you friend her?
I know. I think I'm actually going to really try hard to do that.
Oh my goodness, this is really scary. You've got to keep us up to date, Zach.
No. Ring back next week.
What is the lady's name? Do you want to give that away, or maybe we should?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe next week when we've made a bit of progress.
This is going to be an ongoing saga, Zach. You rule, and Brad.
The Friday. Wit.
That is so beautiful, sir. It's a Triple J.